Welcome back. Hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you by New Zealand's Unconventional News, New Zealand's alternative media. That's right, GorillaMedia.co.nz, where one of our contributors, Tim Lynch from Green Planet FM, has been kind enough to be posting the interviews that he's conducting. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Tim Lynch, we should have had the Godfather theme playing, quite frankly, in order to introduce him, but, you know, I'll take what I can get. Yes. He's basically the Godfather of the truth movement in New Zealand. Been in radio for a good 6 years now, and some of you would be, you know, impressed with the Vinnie Eastwood Show, how many great Kiwi activists and stuff like that that we have on, international guests, whatever. Tim does that too, and he's been doing it for a hell of a lot longer than me, and quite frankly, he sounds like an awful lot more professional radio man than myself. Tim, welcome to the program.
Kia ora, Vidi, and kia ora and tēnā koutou katoa to all people in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a great honour for me to be able to speak to a large audience out there on planet Earth, and it's imperative, of course, that we share and come together as a humanity. I definitely believe in we need to unify because we all share the same breath, and I want to cater for the light behind everybody's eyes. So, thank you, Vinny.
You're very welcome. So, let's talk about New Zealand. And when I talk about New Zealand, more often than not, I'm talking about the enormous problems that we've got in this country. what's your experience, Tim? I mean, you've been in the game a long time, been watching the natural progression of this country from point A, being, I don't know, when you were born, to point B. What's the tyranny scale gone up to? Is it like from a scale of 1 to 10?
It's definitely increasing, and it's increasing, I feel, a lot through ignorance. What's happening, in many cases, the political parties are holding back. It's like you can't buck the party. When you get into a political party, you start off and you think, I've got all these initiatives that I want to do. I really want to help the community. I want to help the country. However, if you want to state something that's very strong towards you and it's a truth, quite often the party will not allow that information out because it has to get general consensus of the whole party, and it basically forces you to conform to old ways. And that's what's happening, particularly in the two major parties, the national parties like the Republican Party and the Labour Party here is like the Democrat Party. And essentially, they are now same. They are wearing a grey coat. And I don't particularly want to get involved with them solely because there's no creative ideas coming out of them. There's no innovation. They don't want to solve people's challenges on a local scale. They're looking at what I would call the big picture. They want to be involved in gigantic trade agreements, and they want to be enmeshed totally in the global economy, which overrides our sovereignty. So, regrettably, here in New Zealand, we have heaps of challenges, and the only way we're going to do anything about it is for us at grassroots level everywhere, and that means in Europe, in the United States, Africa, South America, everywhere in Asia. It has to be grassroots. People have to empower themselves, because when you go up the system and really it's grassroots up, because the agenda has been set from the top of the pyramid. The capstone of the pyramid is locking everybody down to an agenda. And the only way to circumvent that is for us as a grassroots organization communicating over coffee tables, in restaurants, at bars, with families, at the table, at picnics. What can we do? And look for solutions. And there are a lot of solutions. First, we've got to find common ground for people and see what affects you the most. and then start talking about it. And we can come back to that in a moment, but I just want to come back to you, Vinny.
Yeah, well, it seems to me, and you know, I'm young. I don't have the broad spectrum analysis of history. I'm not a researcher. I'm not a qualified journalist. I'm basically just a loudmouth salesman with a microphone, more or less. And I find that I do a much better job at journalism than the trained journalists do, and it's because I'm honest. You know, and that's simply it. If you're honest and you have integrity, you'll do a heck of a lot more damage to the establishment, because honesty and integrity is something that they lack. If anything, it's the antithesis to government, the antithesis to the current media strata. My opinion, Tim, you know, and I of course, agree with you that we need to come together on the points that we agree. And on those points that we have slight disagreements about, they pale into comparison by what we can work together on. And if we focus on our disagreements, we're never going to get anything accomplished, okay? So the base premise upon which I operate in this universe is that the New World Order is going to try and exterminate me, or rather is already trying, and unless I do something about it with everybody as well, I'm not going to survive it. Personally, my thoughts about survival is that, well, I want it to happen for as long as possible. And having fun with people is something that I really enjoy, and so I want that to continue on for as long as possible. Unfortunately, it means that I have to invest time and effort into fighting against the people that would take away my future fun right now. That kind of thing. It's like, doesn't it sort of ruin your life, Tim, to a certain extent, and reinvigorate it at the same time, to realise that there is a massive conspiracy to kill us all?
Well, nobody's taking care of us. We know that there's lots and lots of instances there where people are realising that the status quo are not wanting to really take care of ourselves. I mean, in New Zealand, we can go down any street and see the exhaust pipes of buses and trucks and cars spewing out exhaust. The government has had so much time in which to clean this up that it won't, because it's in bed with big business, car makers, oil companies, etc. Then we have a look at our water. And the water that we drink, of course, is sanitized. It has got chlorine, it's got fluoride, it has got an alum. Alum is used to help settle all the particles of dirt, maybe in a dam, so that the water gets clear. Now, all these waters are coming into people's homes here. I smelt some the other day when I heated some water in a frying pan, not a frying pan, in a pot. And I put my nose over it, and it was a disgusting smell. And I really have concerns about what's in the water. And then the food chain. Well, of course, they're spraying all sorts of veggies at the moment, where in actual fact, we should be all going organic. And on the other hand, GE, or genetically modified organisms, there is so much pressure on New Zealand by the large corporates who push GE here in this country. We are always on the back foot. They are sneaking in everything into the food chain. So if they're wanting to destroy our food, destroy our water, or keep our water to a state where it could be far, far healthier, I want fresh, clear, vital water with hardly any particles outside normal minerals. I'd want to have H2O, period, and minerals, and of course the air. Well, here we are in the South Pacific. You would think that our air would be fresh and clear, and over the years it has slowly deteriorated to the degree that when I was a kid, I could look out to sea and I could see a very clearly defined horizon. Every time I looked out there, I could see blue sky and this magnificent dark blue of the water of the Pacific Ocean. Now, often, very often, I will look out to sea and I will see a hazy, hazy horizon. Now, this is a global problem, but it's now also affecting us here in the Southwest Pacific, not too far from Antarctica. So what's happening is that we are allowing the air to become more polluted as well. So when you have a look at just those three things, which are nature's basic building blocks, air, water, and soil, we are basically losing the human species. We are self-sabotaging ourselves. We are pulling the rug from out underneath our feet, when in actual fact, we humans are here to be able to share and joy with families. We need to be able to realize the potential that we have deep within our being. I mean, at heart, we want to be a loving, joyful humanity. And this is the challenge for us. And it is a big challenge, but it is one that we can rise to.
Well, you know, people, they seem to forget that if you're going to go up against the status quo, that the status quo will fight you on it and will fight you very, very hard indeed. And in some cases, it'll just be fighting you via omitting what you say or what you think, or sometimes it can be a little bit more active with active suppression. And in most cases, in my experience, the authorities never have to get involved in order to suppress you because, hey, your family members and your friends and general members of society will do that for them. And this is the thing that we've got now is not only do we have an agenda on pretty much, I'd probably say it's a broad spectrum agenda in every single sector of society to make people conform to a system that doesn't work and make them believe in a system that doesn't work to the point of actually fighting and destroying the people who would want to save them from it. you know, there's things like chemtrails, which now in Hawaii, Michael Murphy, who made the film What in the World, they spraying, just released a new video this morning he sent me, and the aluminum and barium levels in Hawaii, of all places, are now basically off the charts, like thousands of times above normal. We've had organic farmers over there decrying the fact that their crops are dying out, their trees are going soft. You know, they're having like one woman in particular had one third of her yield come up as per normal. And the one thing that really strikes me there is we talked about genetically modified foods and organisms and things like that, Tim. And what seems to be happening here is that the brand new patented aluminum resistant plants by Monsanto seem to be selling like hotcakes. It's no surprise, really, because they're the only thing that will grow in contaminated soil. And when we talk about inefficient technology, like let's talk about emissions for a second here. And you know, you and me may have some disagreements about climate change, Tim, but I'm sure we can agree on this, that the fossil fuel engine has been and is obsolete for quite some time. And every single attempt that people have made to create water fuel cars, proper electric cars that don't emit EMF frequencies or electrogravitics, it all basically gets covered up, censored, and, you know, patent office just basically holds on to them or whatever pretty much indefinitely under national security. So the solutions that we can impose to clean up our environment and unbrainwash everybody to solve this economic crisis and to solve our food shortage crisis are simple, very simple. You just got to make sure that those people who are in the way of the simple solution F off, in my opinion. How exactly does one accomplish this, though? I mean, if we're talking about the most clandestine, dangerous, and wealthiest contingent of secret society members in the world, how does one dislodge them? And we talked about grassroots movements, and I'm affiliated with a heck of a lot of them, but a member of none. What about you, Tim?
Well, there are grassroots movements, and I think we have to keep working with these people. Of course, there's transitiontowns.org.nz, and there are about 55 different groups here in New Zealand who realise that if there is going to be a collapse of any sort, they will be strong enough to be able to connect with whatever friends they have in that particular town around food, around water, around housing of sorts, and health, and even to a degree transport, because it's only together are we going to work and pull together. If we do it singly by ourselves, it's going to be a huge struggle and you won't have resources. Now, there's the other thing called ubi.com. Now, ubi is OOOOBY.com here in New Zealand. It's called outofourownbackyards.com. And it means that what you're going to do first is you're going to have to get to know your neighbours, and you're going to work together with your neighbours, and you've got to find ways in which to bridge your languaging to your neighbour. Because, I mean, there could be a situation where one person could be a Republican and the other person could be a Democrat on one side of the fence. And we have to find ways to be able to find common ground. So that means reconciling of opposing points of view. You've got to have that understanding of conflict resolution. It's a case of languaging. I mean, we have to cater for the light behind their eyes. We have to see what we've got in common. I remember way back when Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev had a meeting somewhere, I think, in the Mediterranean off Malta, and it was round about, I don't know, 1984 or something like that, and they wanted to get rid of all these nuclear weapons. Well, I know that the best thing they should have done to really move it further and faster was each sit together and have a grandchild on their knee and say to each other, well, what do you want for this grandchild? What sort of life do you want? And then also say, well, look, we need a drink. What do you want to have a drink of, Mikhail? And Mikhail says, oh, I'd want to have a Stoli vodka. And Ronald, what would you want to have? Well, I'd like to have a Southern Comfort. And they say, well, look, we agree on that. So let's charge our glasses and drink to goodwill, knowing that we share, we want to be able to drink and share together. And the next thing would be, what sort of food do you have?
We'll talk about this just after the break, ladies and gentlemen. My very special guest is Tim Lynch, coming at us live from West Auckland. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about making love. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and it's business time. VinnieEastwoodShow.com. My very special guest is Tim Lynch from Green Planet FM. Tim, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, kia ora again, Vinnie. Yeah, greenplanetfm.com. And this is a little program that just sort of came out of the blue 6.5 years ago, where we focused on the planetary environment, the biosphere and health of the individual, and then consciousness, because consciousness is where we need to be more focused on our capacity to be able to be more mindful, to be more heartfelt, and to really, really understand what it is to be human and why we are here. And so the Green Planet program emerged from that, because when it's all said and done, there's 7 billion of us here on this planet, and we are all sharing breath. And this invisible breath connects us. And, of course, it's interesting because some say it's the holy breath, and the holy breath touches us all. And I'll take this a little bit further, Vinny. We breathe in out this air, and it comes down our trachea, and it comes into our lungs. And in the lungs, it goes to the alveoli, where it then transfers this oxygen into hemoglobin, and the hemoglobin is then pumped into our heart. There, it's mixed with blood, and away it goes throughout our whole body, oxygenizing all the cells, etc. And then it comes back out again virtually the same way, and we breathe it out. So this breath that we share, actually the extension of it goes into our heart. So if we are conscious, if we're really conscious, we can visualize breathing in sunlight into our being, into our heart, and when we breathe out love. And this love goes to all of the human race. And if we actually could get 7 billion people to do this one act for 5 seconds, we could transform the whole planet. So that is a basic thing there, that we are all connected by this breath. And we need to be able to be aware that nature is part of the divine plan. We are all connected to nature. So the other thing is, we need to be very, very healthy. And it means clear air, clear water, and clean food chain. And so that's the health aspect. And every human has to. And if we're doing dope and if we're doing alcohol, boy, this is not the time to do it. We could get away with it many years ago, but the changes as we enter the final stages of 2012 and what it possibly offers, we need to clean up our waveform, our body. The imperative is that we have to be so pure in heart and mind. And I know it may be hard for some people to think, oh gosh, to break away from our addictions is imperative. And of course, consciousness means, why are we here as a spiritual being living in a physical body having an earth experience? This is key. We need to be able to realize that we are a global family. And the sooner we can work and solve our challenges, we can then get on with becoming human. And yes, there are problems further up the system where government and corporations are in bed with each other. And further up still where the bankers connect all their little strings and jerk us up all the time. However, my focus at the moment is to get the conversation happening across all the areas of society, at sports clubs, in the health, in the holistic health industry, everywhere. If it's the armed services, if it's the churches. I mean, it's interesting. We may have different thoughts about the Catholic Church, but very recently in January, the Catholic Church came out and said that they are definitely not for genetically modified organisms. And the spokesman for the Catholic Church said that the fact that the corporations in America are pushing GE, they said it is like a new form of slavery, and we must definitely do away with genetic modification. What are we putting into our body, our temple? This temple that everybody inhabits has to be acknowledged as divine, and we have to make sure that what we feed into it is light. We breathe light in, we drink liquid light, and we eat food, and if we put our hands over our foot and bless it, that food, that's important too. And so with the Green Planet Program, I interview all sorts of people, practitioners in their field, and specialists, a lot of doctors, and people with degrees to find out how we can enhance our life here on planet Earth. So how do you feel that we can move things here in this country, Vinny?
Well, you know, my methodology has always rested squarely in the fields of propaganda, and quite frankly, I think this show is a good experiment in the field of propaganda, because you know, we're having a propaganda about the issues, and giving people propaganda as much as we possibly can. And when I say that, I'm talking about the there's various forms of propaganda, and it's basically like what they term it, black propaganda and white propaganda and grey propaganda. Right, so black propaganda is when you're using lies to get somebody to think a certain way. White propaganda is when you're using nothing but truth. And grey propaganda is, of course, when you're doing a little bit of both. And in my opinion, it all comes down to manipulation. We've all been manipulated to believe things that aren't true, and we've had decades of conditioning in order to make us believe things that are not true. However, it's very, very easy if you understand the methodologies behind brainwashing, as I have had a look at the CIA, mind control, and in general, Bernaysian techniques, who was the father of public relations and propaganda. It becomes clear that the ability to convince a public of anything rests squarely in the media and officials. Now, in my opinion, the media has failed in their duty, which is to bring the officials forth that people should be listening to. So essentially what they do now is they simply bring forth officials that are repeating some description of party line or are purposely lying or basically are trying to convince people of something that's not true. In my field of expertise, I think that instead what you do is you give the microphone to activists and researchers and political figures and musicians and business people, etc., who are talking about reality. Okay, that way we can brainwash and propagandize people back into knowing what the truth is, and then they can exterminate all the lies from out of their heads by simply absorbing information that is far more credible. Now, I understand, of course, that there's a balancing act here. And I think that it's very, very dangerous getting into this field because, you know, what if we're wrong? What if we're wrong, Tim? You know, what if we woke up tomorrow and found out that the Rockefeller family and the Rothschild family, chemtrails, fluoride, what if we found out that none of it was actually true? What if we found out that we'd been acting completely insane the whole time? Now, in my opinion, it'd be quite a welcome relief. But the reality,
I agree. The challenge for New Zealand is that New Zealand doesn't really own its own media. We've got huge percentages of our media is owned by Clear Channel in Texas. And, of course, what happens is that when the news comes on these particular radio stations, it is inane rubbish. Nothing at all of substance. It is like they'll go to the courts and they'll talk about a rape or something like that. If they go to the political situation in Parliament, it'll be possibly a scandal. And then it may be a horrendous car crash. And then sport. They will put on sport and sport and sport and sport and brainwash the people to think that, bah, life's a game. And so we have huge problems in this country. We also have a fact there that the major TV organisations here, they're virtually parroting the same news, and there's no real in-depth anything at all. And so my encouragement to New Zealanders, and it's basically to anybody who's savvy, is don't go to mainstream media. Mainstream media basically I don't know what it does to you, but it puts you to sleep. We are comatose enough as a humanity. It is time to shift away from anything that will influence us to become grey. I mean, in New Zealand at the moment, you can watch a murder on television every night of the week. And we, as a humanity, are becoming ghouls. And I've noticed, because I hardly watch TV, when I turn on just to see where they're at, the murders are becoming more and more macabre as the years go by. And they're showing more and more grotesque bodies and God knows what else. And so, but, you know, for God's sake, don't allow your children to see any of this, because you take these images in your subconscious to bed every night and they're eroding the light in your soul. And it's imperative that we get new media, and we don't need to have media now that basically sucks on the mainstream. The BBC, regrettably, has just become a war machine. It loves to getting into the Desert Storm, and then what happened afterwards when they went into Baghdad. the BBC were online 24/7 for about 6 weeks, and I just thought that was terrible. They didn't focus on other things that were happening in the world. So it's very, very important for us as a humanity to be clever and be smart and don't be influenced. We have to take care of the sovereignty of ourselves and our family.
Yeah, well, I mean, I disagree with you on one point there, Tim, saying that life is not a game. I think it is a game, except the people who design the rules for the game cheat. And, you know, when we talk about people being brainwashed and watching the BBC, and just, you know, and you tell them that, hey, look, they're spreading propaganda, they're brainwashing you so that you will wind up supporting a frickin' agenda to kill copious quantities of people in Iraq. And they're like, oh, the government would never do that. And it's like, if you actually look at government, you take a realistic squiz at these mother effers, that is not the exception. It is the frickin' modus operandi of government to lie to you so that you'll support them killing other people.
We do understand. They're all insiders. I mean, I used to fly as crew for Air New Zealand. I used to fly in 747-400s from New Zealand, Trans-Pacific, up into Los Angeles, Transcontinental, across North America, Transatlantic, into London, and into Frankfurt in Germany. I used to fly up into Japan, and up into the East, fly Trans-Australia, and from there, I saw things from a perspective of a high altitude. I was in near-Earth orbit for 17 years. And one of the things I used to also always do, too, is that sometimes between Australia and New Zealand, a lot of businessmen would get on the plane, sit in first class, and they, I noticed, were members of our New Zealand round table. And a round table group are businessmen who are focused totally on their agenda. Well, when they flew between Australia and New Zealand, they were in international waters or flying over international waters. There was no jurisdiction by the New Zealand government or the Australian government. So theoretically, they could insider trade when they are between the two countries because they are free of any borders. And so you can see how insidious everything is, how the old boy network works. They can connive like this all the time. And that's one of the things we've got to be concerned about, is that everybody is selling out at that particular level. We cannot find any corporate executive in this country who will stand up for democracy, who will stand up for sovereignty, who will stand up as a pillar of society and civic elder and say, this is incorrect. We cannot go down this particular road. They all just pull their head in, dig a hole, and hide. We cannot expect anybody from the corporate sector at all in this country or in Australia. And as we know, basically up in America too, there are one or two who are wanting to stand up, but it's very lonely for corporate people to stand out and be a beacon to humanity.
Well, you know, people forget that they are the example that they have to follow. Okay, and it's like, if you can look at yourself in the mirror and you can be proud of yourself, then you're probably doing all right. But, you know, I find, Tim, that people have lost faith in themselves. And in my opinion, it's not just because they aren't accomplishing anything. It's because everything that they could accomplish gets stolen from them before they can do anything about it. You know, it's like we're being circumvented at every turn. And humanity itself is currently just, I don't know, going into this sort of depressed cocoon type state where we wish everything would just leave us alone. But, you know, it's time to frickin' wake up. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show.
You are
ladies and gentlemen, final segment here. My very special guest, Tim Lynch from Green Planet FM, joins me now. And Tim, wrapping up here, we want to talk about your new company, Radio Free New Zealand, is it?
That's correct. We're keeping it under wraps at the moment, but essentially what it means is that we need to be able to bring out a new form of media. Media there that actually informs people, inspires people, allows us to realise that we are all connected as a human race. And, of course, the light fibres of the internet are going to be able to connect us as one global entity so that we can really share what needs to be done so that we can actually have freedom and sovereignty and have our families come together. So the radio program will be following in your footsteps, Vinny, in many ways. You are the foot soldier. You've got out of a trench and you've crashed over the barbed wire and you've broken new ground, and you're making it very easy for Radio Free New Zealand. And when that happens, this will be a blessing for all of us, and I can assure you I will support you whenever I can with the Vinnie Eastwood Show. So, yes, it'll be news, it'll be health, it'll be a bit of history. It possibly could even cater for things like exopolitics as well. We will be free to be able to support the human endeavour to find themselves on this planet as a spiritual being having an Earth experience. So, yep, really, really positive about this, Vinny.
Yeah, well, you know, if I take the same approach to media as the government does to evidence, I just make it up. You know, if it doesn't exist, then you have to create it, okay? This is the awesome thing about being a human being, is that we can create stuff out of thin air, you know? And we marvel. Yeah, but except we're creating stuff that doesn't cause enormous global depressions. And and conveniently we're broke as Tim, so we can't finance massive eugenics campaigns either. But when we talk about what it means to create free media, it means exactly that: freedom. Don't underestimate the power of the media, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, it is the primary cause of our enslavement. You could not have a controlled population unless the information was controlled. And quite frankly, I want the information to be completely out of control. Okay? Let's mix it up. Let's throw a cherry bomb in the BBC toilet. You know, let's just basically have some fun with them. Okay? Because they're scum. They're pathetic. They don't know jack about anything, okay? John Eisen from Uncensored magazine went up to an editor at TV3 News talking about fluoride. Editor said, well, what's fluoride? Okay? These people are retarded, honestly. So why is it any wonder that the information that we get out of them is also retarded? And I was listening to mainstream radio this morning, you know, God bless me, but what I noticed was they have these news flashes, Tim, and they spend about maybe 6 seconds or something like that covering each story. And I was like, well, hold on a second. What was the last story that they covered? We're on to a next one. Was there any information that was actually worthy of note in that last? No, because we're on to the next one.
That's right.
Yeah. They never allow people to divulge into detail. They never allow people to openly criticise the government or whatever in any real way. And when we talk about these some of these alternative political parties like the Mana Party and all of that kind of stuff coming out, I mean, sure, it's great, positive, blah, 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 but they're still just leftist scum who don't have any clue about the New World Order. And in my opinion, if you don't know about the New World Order, you don't know about politics, and you're going to do more damage than good. You know, in my opinion, no matter how good your intentions are.
Lots of people now are using their intellect to override everything. They have are experts in denial, and this is going to, this is a continued problem. But let me just say, freedom is the greatest discipline we can have as well. We have to be disciplined with our freedom. Otherwise, we lose it as well. So we need to be conscious of that. But what I want to be able to say, Vinny, is the most important thing that I see is that at present, we have to bolster our inner being. We have to be able to enhance our inner landscape and have be more light-hearted inside. We have to make sure that we don't watch all these horrible images that we see on television, because there could be a time in the future when things get so tough that we're going to have to fall back on our inner resources. And I want to be able to have good images in my life, in my being, in my mind. I don't want to be able to, because I've watched so many horrible, crappy murders on television and grotesque bodies and killings, that when I shut my eyes in the future, all I can see is these dark images, because they've etched their way into my subconscious. The imperative is, if we are spiritual beings here on this planet, and we are, we need to make sure that we are, have our waveform clear, that at soul level, that our etheric body, everything about us is really, really clear in alignment with divine purpose. Very important. Otherwise, we're going to just get knocked over like Skittles.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we need to do. Don't get sucked in.
I was going to say, Tim, that, you know, we talked about this over the break, that the problem really is that this information is very heavy, very serious, and it it does drive a lot of Truth Movement members crazy. It makes them paranoid. They get depressed, and as a result, it taints every bit of information that they try to get out to the public. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it's on the dual role of informing people. You also need to be very, very conscious of protecting yourself from the entanglement in anger, in rage, in depression that these kind of topics will often solicit from a person, you know. And, you know, because if we do fall into those sorts of traps, hey, we're not going to be much use to anybody. Our responsibility is to take care of ourselves and to keep getting the information out there. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it, okay? Because, you know, we're in the position where we can do that. I mean, there's very few people in this country that have radio shows that talk the truth. I mean, I'm one, you're one. I've got Vapi Kupinga on Radio Wātea and You Be the Judge radio show down in Hamilton. And it seems to me that all of these great shows and the radio stations that play them seem to be expanding, but my theory is that it needs to expand even more rapidly. And the way that we can do this, in my opinion, is by freely cross-promoting each other. You know, I'll promote Tim if Tim promotes me. Kind of like Project Echelon, how it's, you know, yes. all the governments agreed to spy on each other so that they don't break the law in spying on themselves. I think that all the Truth Movement radio stations should promote each other so that they don't have to survive entirely on their own. You know, because we are all in this together, and those of us who have access to the airwaves have a direct responsibility to the people of this country to get the information out there as widely dispersed as possible. And I don't think that we can accomplish that on our own without help. I'm sorry.
Agreed. I feel it's very important that we do. Everything has to be cross-pollinated at the moment, and the poor bees, as you know, globally are suffering. So we have to take up where the bees are leaving off and make sure that our information is sent so that you share it through your sub-network, so that when you get an email about some information, make sure you on-send it to somebody else so that we make sure that it gets to the right people. And I know we, at the moment, are going through our toughest time. I mean, America is under assault. Australia and New Zealand are under assault by the corporate dominant factor. Full spectrum dominance is true. we, as a humanity, have to start communicating amongst ourselves. We've got to find a way to language our needs to our next-door neighbour. And if we're not doing that, we're part of a problem, not part of a solution. And so that's all I can say. I mean, I'd like to also talk about alternative currencies so that when the greenback does slide, and regrettably it looks like it's been programmed to slide, there are ways in which you can set up a time bank or a green dollar. And I know, I'll just mention this, www.ksfr.org, ksfr.org in Santa Fe. They're 101.1 FM. They are next Monday on the 16th. They're going to tell you how to put in a green dollar or a time bank in your community right across the United States of America. Very important, because if we're going to have chaos, we need to be able to bring order into being very fast. And I prefer to have green banks, green dollars and time banks put in fast before people take out their guns and their rifles. So
yeah,
that's how I want to be able to use this time, Vinny, to have our American kin, our American family, realize that they can work together, they can find a solution, and alternative currencies is a big one for everybody. So please check that out, because all I want is to have a humanity rise to the occasion and get all this shadow out of the way. So that
indeed. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Thanks, Tim, and we'll be back again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out at greenplanetfm.com.